You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, broadcasting from Raleigh, North Carolina, serving the blind and print-impaired community since 1983. This is Nancy Jones. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from the December 2023, January 2024 combined issue of Vanity Fair magazine. The magazine, which is a double issue, features Greta Gerwig on the cover, photographed in Brooklyn by Norman Jean Roy. This is Vanity Fair, Part A. Now, here's the editor's letter from Radhika Jones, editor-in-chief. In the photo, behind the scenes at Vanity Fair's cover shoot. At the time of this writing, Hollywood's actors are still on strike. The Writers Guild has ratified its new contract, having won some economic and employment protections after its nearly five-month-long walkout exposed vulnerabilities in a studio system that was far from perfect to begin with, and then got disrupted, Silicon Valley's word, by streaming services that brought tech's break shit mantra down the coast. The industry will likely emerge from this fight with the bruises to show for it, and one fears correspondingly fewer opportunities. And yet, despite the odds, it was a terrific year at the movies, largely thanks to our cover subject, Greta Gerwig. I went to a Barbie screening a couple of days before the film came out with my friend Stephanie from graduate school. Mattel was the host, and the invitation called for Barbie chic, which we resisted right up until we didn't. A pink Celine top and Chanel bag fit the bill perfectly for me. My friend retrieved a retro pair of pink-checked pants. The cast was on strike, though Margot Robbie had racked up around a dozen killer red carpet looks beforehand. But Greta attended and spoke about the freedom she had been given to complicate the already complicated legacy of an 11.5-inch-tall doll that occupies a singular silhouette in the American imagination. We watched the movie and were excessively diverted, as Jane Austen might say. Afterward, Steph remarked that she did not expect to spend the post-Barbie cab ride home talking about the state of toxic masculinity and the roots of incel rage. But here we were. The movie didn't have to be a conversation starter, and wouldn't have been without Greta, whose oeuvre simultaneously defies logic and creates its own. The through line from Lady Bird to Little Women to Barbie, being kind of genius if you think about it. Without her vision as director and co-writer, Barbie might have been a mere confection, not a phenomenon of viral marketing, a box office smash. It has earned more than $1.4 billion globally to date. A film that launched 1,000 think pieces. Was there too much kin? Discuss. And my favorite moment, a vehicle to revive the Indigo Girls closer to fine for anyone who needed reminding, not me. In her sharp, funny interview with Sloane Crosley, Greta talks about wanting to just keep doing what she's been doing, making smart films that are entertaining, thought-provoking, and unexpected. Her work is exactly what Hollywood should be set up to support and cultivate. For all our sakes, I hope it will be. Now for some of the issue's contributors. Krista Schlitter, Murphy's Law. While trailing Senator Chris Murphy, the American culture photographer and native New Yorker joined him on Congress's private subway, which proved to be a great backdrop. It was organized chaos, reminiscent of New York, yet a lot cleaner and always on time. Akasha Rabut, The Ascendant. The Filipino photographer who captured Jesmyn Ward divides her time between New Orleans, Los Angeles, and Kauai, Hawaii. Her work explores multicultural phenomena and imagery from her book, Death, Magic, Abundance, published by Anthology, is currently on view at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Denver. Brian Stelter, Outfoxed. We have to figure out how to be louder than the liars, says the former CNN anchor, now the host of Vanity Fair's Inside the Hive podcast, whose new book, Network of Lies, published by One Signal Publishers, exposes the inner workings of Fox News and the Trump White House. Natasha Reut, The Great, the stylist and fashion consultant behind Greta Gerwig's cover shoot, says of the story's final portrait, it started raining at exactly the right moment, lending the image, and indeed the whole atmosphere on set, so much soul and magic. Norman Jean Roy, The Great. After a five-year hiatus, during which he opened Bread Folks Bakery in his hometown of Hudson, New York, the photographer returns to Vanity Fair for cover star and legend in the making Greta Gerwig. A longtime collaborator whom he shot for her first appearance in the magazine in 2010. Anna Peel, A House Divided. When I began working on this story 10 months ago, I was a fan of Bravo. Like an I Want to BravoCon fan. But I had no idea about how some of my favorite shows are made or what impact they have on cast members, says the New York City-based freelance writer and a 2016 ASME Next Award recipient. Here's a Vanity Fair gift guide for the Gilded One. Let the gleaming pages of Elsa Janssen and Yvonne Jacob's Yves Saint Laurent Gold be your guide. In the photos, Yasmine Gari in the 1991 Saint Laurent Rive Gauche collection, a costumes sketch for a 1977 dance performance choreographed by Roland Petit. Motherlode, Saint Laurent by Anthony Vaccarello earrings, Rude jacket, Dior Beauty, Lure de J'adore, Essence de Parfum, Balenciaga boots, Bottega Veneta bag, Sisley Paris, Ginkgo Gua Sha tool, and Suprema at Night fluid, Jacques-Marie Maje sunglasses, Miu Miu jacket, Simone Urach skirt, Prada fine jewelry ring, Chantecaille precious gold illuminating powder, Elias shoes, Abrams Yves Saint Laurent gold by Elsa Janssen and Yvonne Jacob, Cartier bracelet, Harwell Godfrey pendant, Klaus Azul tequila gold. For the tastemaker, the kitchen and the heart undergo transformations in lessons in chemistry. In the photo, Brie Larson as Elizabeth Zott in Lessons in Chemistry on Apple TV+. Double Dip, Puppets and Puppets Bag, Gazzi Pasta, Promiati Olefici Barbera Olive Oil, Diptyque Paris Scented Candle, Mud Puppy Crayons and Sharpener, Let Us Grow Indoor Garden Tower, L'Objet Mill Set, Great Jones Measuring Cup, Allison Liu Earrings, La Double J Apron, Yasmine Falahat Bowl, Gallison Puzzle, Hoopsch Salad Server Set of Two, Converse and Sky High Farm Workwear Shoes, Flamingo Estate Dish Soap, Isle of Us Seasoning Le Creuset Brazier. For the radiant minimalist, take a page from CBK, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, A Life in Fashion, by Sunita Kumar Nair, where less is the most. In the photo, Carolyn Bessette and John F. Kennedy Jr. walking their dog in New York City in 1997. Charm School, Prada bag, Omega watch, Kite and Bonpoint sweater, Manolo Blahnik shoes, Hermes vest, Abrams, CBK, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, A Life in Fashion by Sunita Kumar Nair, published by Abrams Books, Shava Studio shirt, Tabayer ring, Westman Atelier skin activator rollerball serum, Polo Ralph Lauren hat, Hermes Le Pinceau shader and blending eye brushes, Turtle Story clip, Churches and Miu Miu shoes, Tecla pajama pants, Pajerie collar, Bar Dog, Cabernet Sauvignon, Kite and Oliver Peoples sunglasses. And for some of these items, a portion of proceeds goes toward charitable causes. Now this by Laura Regensdorf. Case study. Lipstick tubes have taken on outsized personas, from status objects to conversation pieces. In the photos, Chanel 31 Le Rouge lipstick, Hermes Rouge Hermes Limited Edition lipstick, Guerlain Rouge G Fantasy B set with gem adorned case and lipstick trio, Lips Sheer Lipstick Balm, Dior Beauty Rouge Premier lipstick. It was horrendous and it was fast. The whole thing was over before I'd actually drawn a breath, says makeup artist Lisa Eldridge, recounting a moment of stomach-dropping triumph, winning Audrey Hepburn's lipstick case at Christie's in 2017. Auction records show a healthy five-figure tag. Hence, the 1950s relic lives in a very big safe, she adds. The Cartier tube, made of 18-karat gold with a cabochon sapphire, hails from a time of everyday pageantry before plastic upended cosmetics packaging. Now, amid a push for more fanfare and ideally less waste, lipstick is again an object of infatuation. What's inside still counts. Eldridge gleefully discovered the actor's shade of salmon pink, which may yet spark ideas for her own line, but glamour demands a package deal. A ceramic-clad lipstick and Grisaille Toile de Jouy, Dior Beauty's feat with French porcelain Maison Bernardot, called Rouge Premier, is a fitting place to start. It's as close as you can link it to an haute couture dress, says Peter Phillips, creative and image director of Dior Makeup. Offered in a dozen interchangeable shades, the new formula features red hibiscus extract, skin reviving, and 24-karat gold. Why not? It catches people's attention, he says, of the design, but in a very discreet, very elegant way. That is, if one manages not to drop it. Lipstick, of course, can communicate as much in hand as on the mouth. This season for Hermes, Pierre Hardy has given his striped bullet a dip dye effect, a moody gesture in three variations. By contrast, Chanel's 31 Le Rouge is airy and architectural. The refillable glass case, belted in gold and built to accompany a roster of 12 shades, has an improbable Cinderella appeal, fragile, yet ready for the ball. The Japanese master glassmaker worked an absolute miracle, says Sylvie Legastolois, Chanel's director of packaging creation and graphic identity. This lipstick is like a jewel. Meanwhile, Guerlain's holiday entry is unmistakably a bauble. The gem-studded bee perched on a Rouge G case by Turkish jewelry brand Begum Khan. Bee-stung lips indeed. There's a history of lipsticks playing outside the cylinder. Elsa Schiaparelli's Trente Lauré melting candle, circa 1940. Louis Nicchio's Leaning Tower of Pisa, circa 1960. Salvador Dali's fluted tube with a 3D mouth, circa 1990, an inspiration for Pat McGrath Labs. But Isamaya French's lips puts the innuendo front and center. Its shiny phallic case looks as if Louise Bourgeois and Jeff Koons partnered on the design. A suite of refill shades just landed, joining the existing three. French, who collects weird and beautiful objects, is pleased to add to the canon. Surprisingly, such a simple concept can be so hard to execute, she says. No pun intended. My Stuff, Bliss Point, interior designer Brigitte Romanek, a go-to for Beyoncé, Gwyneth, Demi, and more, finds joy in smoky scents and vintage seating. Style File, daily uniform, jeans and a button-down, everyday accessory, a Fondre bracelet, work bag, Christian Dior book tote. It's strong enough to hold my computer, binder, and all my tear sheets of furniture pieces. Festive frock, a dress by Amelia Wickstead. She makes elegant, understated pieces that leave something to the imagination. Party shoe, Christian Louboutin. On beauty, eyeliner, Pat McGrath Labs. Wash day, Mona. Nails, French or baby doll pink. At home, recent addition, Desaide vintage sofa in orange leather, perfection. Linens, Beltrami bedding is spectacular to me. Lighting by Gabriel Hendifar, the mastermind behind Apparatus. He's created an entire world. On the wall, Lorna Simpson. Aroma, Maison Margiela replica candle by the fireplace. In the driveway, a Tesla and a couple of furniture wrapping blankets comes with the job. For furry friends, lay low. They make the bed stylish. I'm excited to work with them soon. For pleasure, happiest hour, early morning around 5 a.m. when it's still quiet. Reading, The Covenant of Water by Abraham Verghese. Watching, Motherland, a comedy about motherhood, I cry with laughter. Listening to Tyler, the Creator, SZA, James Blake, Kendrick Lamar, Post Malone, Sade, and Biba Doobie. The menu, morning cup, coffee, or a strawberry probiotic smoothie from Erewhon. Indulgent drink, Coca-Cola. Power snack, Bjornkorn popcorn. Home-cooked specialty, pesto pasta with caprese salad. Takeout, Woon Kitchen, beef noodles, scallion pancakes, or Gai Lan, comfort food. On holiday, perfect stay, Ritz Paris. Travel day footwear, Gucci platform sandals. In the carry-on, cozy earth socks, Goop beauty lip balm, eccentric molecules, Molecule O2 Eau de Toilette, sleeper pajamas, and outfits. I love Awake Mode's blazers, skirts, and dresses. As long as I check the weather, I can curate. Toiletry bag, Hermes. Gift guide for the kids, a climbing wall. For the aesthete, a trip to Rome to see, well, everything. For the host, Lady M's signature meal crepe cake. For the entertainer, Michael Verheiden tea light candle holders. They are stunning, and when the candle is lit, the glow is soft and pretty on a dining table. For interior enthusiast, my coffee table book, Livable Lux. On the wish list, a new album from the late singer Prince, or an Honor Titus painting. Love It, Skate It by Daisy Shaw Ellis, with photograph by Horacio Salinas. For those looking to up their stees, this Gucci board has a sharp shine. Even if the only air it's catching is from hanging on the wall like the work of art that it is. And the skateboard is pictured here. More from the gift guide. Fair game. For the good sport, ascend to Olympic heights of sportif opulence with the Musée des Arts Décoratifs exhibit Fashion and Sports from one podium to another on view through April 2024. In the photos, Ulla Danielson in an André Courrèges jacket for Elle magazine in 1970, on display at the Musée des Arts Décoratifs, Paris. Fair game, Mother Pucker Lip Butter, Phaidon Game Changers, The Video Game Revolution by Phaidon Editors, with an introduction by Simon Parkin and an essay by India Black. Therabody Theraface LED Mask, Away Carry-On, Tom Brown Coat, Dior Men Ski Goggles, Doré Glaçon Facial Ice Roller, Tiffany & Company Ring, Louis Vuitton Sweater, Augustinus Bader & Hader Ackerman, the limited editions, the Rich Cream, set of two, Tory Burch Leggings, Richard Mille Watch, Canada Goose and Pierre Moss Vest, Alexander McQueen Bag, Bottega Veneta Shoes. Roman Holiday by Daisy Shaw Ellis, with photograph by Horacio Salinas, Van Cleef & Arpels Mosaic de Valais Necklace. Those seeking another excuse for seasonal merriment might turn to the ancient festival Saturnalia, a week near winter solstice spent celebrating the god of agriculture, harvest, and time with help from old standbys, sacrifices, and gag gifts. The orator Calvus famously delighted his friend Catullus with a book of collected works by very bad poets. This Van Cleef & Arpels diamond and sapphire necklace with geometric qualities inspired by Roman mosaics is a festival unto itself. Party on! More from the gift guide for the breezy dreamer. Lively up yourself with the heat, harmony, and perfectly soft focus fashion of Bob Marley, One Love. In the photos, Bob Marley in Montego Bay, Jamaica, for the 1979 Reggae Sunsplash 2 Festival. One Love, starring Kingsley Benadire, premieres in February from Paramount Pictures. Stir It Up. Cedrus Dress. Brent Neal and Edie Parker Necklace, price upon request. Ami Collet Lead Joy Liquid Matte Eyeshadow. Dior Lady Art Limited Edition with Jeffrey Gibson Bag. Azuline Jamaica Vibes by Lisa Loett Smith and Novia McDonald White. Movado and Kenny Scharf Watch. Chakamas Shirt. Yu Yu Bong. Deucen Deucen Hand Towel and Bath Towels. Pattern Blow Dryer. House of Marley Headphones, Sister Love Earrings, Casablanca Shorts, Riot Swim One Piece, Him Turntable with Detachable Bluetooth Speaker, Bantu Wax Hat. And for some of these items, a portion of proceeds goes toward charitable causes. Still more from the gift guide. For the Sweetie Pie, the new Wonka, an origin story for Roald Dahl's trickster Chocolatier, is a world of scrumdiddlyumptious surprise and delight. In the photo, Timothée Chalamet as a young Willy Wonka in Wonka, premiering December 15th from Warner Brothers. Candy coating, Phaidon the Chocolate Spoon Italian Sweets from the Silver Spoon by the Silver Spoon Kitchen. Glossier Hot Cocoa Balm.com. The series Scarf. Bonbon Candy Sour Elderflower Fish. Hermes Tutti Twilly d'Hermes Eau de Parfum. Christopher John Rogers dress, Anya Hindemarch pencil case, Apple iPhone, Bodhi pants, Compart Chocolatier Rice Krispie Treat chocolate bar, Coach and Lil Nas X necklace, Tom Ford bow tie, The Elder Statesman teddy bear, Elmer Dahl studio jar, Don't Let Disco charms, Chanel shoes. Street Dreams by Daisy Shaw Ellis, with photograph by Horacio Salinas. Ralph Lauren Home Bugatti 57SC Atlantic Coupe model car. Even if they've never been to the Pebble Beach car show, any auto enthusiast would rev at the chance to own a 1938 Bugatti Type 57SC, albeit a pint-sized one. This model car, a replica of one in Ralph Lauren's expansive personal full-size collection, is as slick as it is architectural. Now on to books. The authors of eight of 2023's buzziest books share their favorite gifts for the shelf. Vintage Fiction, Robinson Mysteries, A Fine Balance, 1995, is the kind of book that stops time, says Abraham Verghese, author of The Covenant of Water. You enter another world, live a full lifespan, and return to find that it's only Tuesday. Dark Comedy, Death Valley, by Melissa Broder, 2023, is about grief and whether or not to take the road less traveled, says Samantha Irby, author of Quietly Hostile. It's also extremely funny. Superb Novella. I know of no other work that portrays more convincingly the mind and soul of an animal than Tibor Derry's Nicky, The Story of a Dog, 1956, translated from the Hungarian by Edward Hyams, enthuses Sigrid Nunes, who wrote The Vulnerables. Art History. Painter Leonora Carrington had a rich and at times tumultuous life, says Katie Hessel, who wrote The Story of Art Without Men. Surreal Spaces, 2023. The new biography is penned by her long-lost cousin, Joanna Moorhead. Climate Fable, Martin Amis's Money, 1984, is the cityscape as artwork we've left behind in exchange for brooks and trees and what the biologists now call major fauna, says David Lipsky, author of The Parrot and the Igloo. After reading, you'll want to live vegan and recycle. Parenting Notes, Jenny Shi, author of Holding Pattern, calls Molly Lynch's The Forbidden Territory of a Terrifying Woman, 2023, a gorgeous novel about how intimately acquainted one becomes with fear and love after motherhood. Sports Center. For Adam Gopnik, who wrote the real work, George Plimpton's Mad Ducks and Bears, 1973, about Detroit Lions linemen, shows that mastery of even the most corporeal of crafts is an inimitable and ever-changing compound of determination, accident, and the power of human will, inimitable. Tree Tales is Tom Wessel's Reading the Forested Landscape, 2005. The forest of the past continue to haunt the forest of the present, says Daniel Mason, Northwood's author. Getting Graphic, Fresh Life for French Hard House, Ballet Dancers Twirl and Couture, and More High Style to Linger On, by Keziah Weir. In the Photos, Miles Davis, 1969, by Lee Friedlander. From Who Are You, Polly Magoo? Address by Gareth Pugh and Renee Zellweger, 2020. 'Tis the season to pour over beauty. Nearly 80 multidisciplinary works from MoMA, a Lorna Simpson photograph, a Langston Hughes poem, a Mark Bradford painting, and more, appear in Grace Wales Bonner, Dream and the Rhythm, published by MoMA, New York. A compendium the London-based designer has described as an archive of soulful expression. New York City Ballet, Choreography and Couture, published by Rizzoli, celebrates the 75th anniversary of the company and the annual Fall Fashion Gala, which has inspired such designer-choreographer collaborations as Anna Sui and Edward Lang, the late Virgil Abloh and Gianna Ryson, and Gareth Pugh and Matthew Neenan. Meanwhile, Who Are You, Polly Magoo?, published by Delpire and Company, transforms William Klein's 1966 cult classic send-up of Paris Haute Couture into a collectible coffee table tome, a fitting celebration of the film's star, Brooklyn-born model Dorothy McGowan, who passed away last year. And for pure, unadulterated awards season delight, look no further than Vanity Fair Oscar Night Sessions, published by Abrams, by our own Mark Seliger, which captures a decade of guests on Hollywood's biggest night out. The books reason enough to stay in. This program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. I'm Nancy Jones, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service and broadcasting from its studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Vanity Fair Part A airs via special subchannel receiver on Saturday and Sunday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Vanity Fair Part B airs via special subchannel receiver on Monday and Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Both Parts A and B are available as a podcast. Opening and closing music by Calexico. Interval selections by Mark Hoffman.